The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the FPL Tips video ahead of game week 37. My name's Rich and as always I'm here to go through a few tips and things ahead of the game week 37 deadline. So this video is brought to you by Fantasy Football Scout and all the data I'm going to use within this video can be found in the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Now this is the penultimate game week, there's only one more to go. It's the final double game week I'd imagine, unless something very, very strange happens. So I know there's been a lot of double game weeks recently and obviously in these videos I do like to look at, you know, runs of fixtures, you know, 5, 6, 7 game weeks in advance. So we can't obviously do that. So we're going to be concentrating very, very heavily on the game week ahead. But if you like these videos, please don't forget to like and subscribe. What we're going to be going through this week is basically the fixtures for game week 37. We're going to look at the Manchester midfielders. The fixtures will explain why if you don't know already. We're going to look at the fixtures for the double game week defenders and just the defenders in general. You know, is it worth doing a hit to move out a single game week defender for a double game week defender? We're going to go through the Rate My Team tool, which is in the Fantasy Football Scout members area, to look at the captaincy, and that could also help with your transfers as well. And we're going to go through a few transfer thoughts before wrapping up. And I know I talked a lot last week, so I'm going to try and get through everything a little bit quicker. So first of all, we're going to look at just the fixtures, basically, for this game week, for game week 37. So there's four teams with a double. That's Manchester United, Man City, Brighton and Chelsea. And on the Fantasy Football Scout members area ticker, they're in that order for attacking. So I've sorted, for those watching the video, I've gone into the ticker, I've sorted by attacking, so the best attacking stats. So Man United have the best with Bournemouth away, Chelsea at home. Closely followed by City, who could become champions this weekend. They're at home to Chelsea, away to Brighton. Brighton have one very good fixture, home to Southampton. Then they have a fixture against Man City. Now, we're all tripled up on Brighton anyway, so I think we're just going to stick with those assets because Southampton at home is a brilliant game. I'm recording this as well. I'm recording this during the Brighton-Newcastle game, so I'm missing the part of the double game week to record this video. But players like McAllister have been benched, so you'd assume you can, you know, give a little tick in his minutes. Obviously, I don't know how many minutes he's played tonight or why he was benched. I'm assuming it was rotation. Then they've got home to Manchester City. And if City have got the league wrapped up, maybe that's a game City rotating. So Brighton's still fantastic, but we knew that already. Chelsea have got a double, but it's almost the worst double you could have. City away and then Man United away as well. From the single game week players, Newcastle, who we've all loaded up for the double game week in 36, have the best attacking fixture. We'll get onto defenders in a little bit. So, I mean, players like Wilson, Isak could still be very, very popular. Obviously, Trippier as well. You know, if he rediscovers his form tonight, fingers crossed. Palace, I've got Fulham away. And then we move down. I mean, even Liverpool have got Villa at home. So if you've got players like Salah or Trent, I definitely wouldn't be selling them. I'll definitely be keeping them as well. And then, I mean, other players to mention, I suppose Arsenal. They still do need to win. They play before City this weekend, you know, to have any chance of still winning the league, as unlikely as it seems. They've got a brilliant fixture away to Forest as well. But I mean, looking at this, because we expect there's going to be some rotation for City, Man United look like absolutely, I think, the best team to target this game week. A lot of people are already tripled up. I'm not. So maybe you're looking elsewhere. Maybe you're looking at Man City punts, for example. But what I'm going to do is I've gone into the Fantasy Football Scout members area and I've created a table. Just midfielders from the, both Manchester clubs. So Manchester United and Manchester City. Now, top for XGI for Man United is Bruno Fernandes at 7.53 XGI. 10 of that's assists, about 7.5 of that is XG. So he's nailed, we know this, he's never injured, even when he's got photographs taken of him, you know, injured, inverted commas. He's on penalties, 90-minute man. So he's my top target this week, ahead of all the other players on here. Rashford, he's been training. So again, he's got 16.19 XGI. You know, Bruno and Rashford are absolutely clear with the other Man United players. And if you're not tripled up, you don't have both. I think that's, you know, in short, that's the way I'd be going. Now, the best of the rest for Man United, obviously with Rashford coming back, maybe it doesn't give an uptick to a lot of players' minutes. What stands out here is Antony. Antony, 8.66 over just 23 appearances. So 10 appearances less than Rashford. So, I mean, if you added maybe 50% because he's played 10 less games onto his, he'd be averaging about, you know, 12 XGI, where Rashford's on 16. So his stats are pretty good. Obviously, his finishing has a lot to be desired or a lot to be improved on. But Antony looks like an enticing punt if you're really trying to go for a differential. You compare him to Sancho, for example. They've played the same games, but Antony has, you know, 2 XGI more than Sancho. So, and, you know, more XG as well. So I do prefer Antony to Sancho if you're going to punt there. But I do think, you know, with Luke Shaw now playing left back, that's the way I'd go. You know, if I didn't have a third Man United and I have Bruno and Rashford, for example, I've put the City players on there. We talked about them last week. There's a lot of risk of rotation with them. So there, that's why United are my priority over City, despite, you know, how impressive City were against Real Madrid. But you can do little things like using this table, and it might be worth pausing, screenshotting, and, you know, really going through it with a fine tooth comb. But let's take a player like Foden, for example. Obviously, he cameoed a lot, but 29 games, 8.71 XGI. Then if you look at, you know, you compare him to, like, let's say Antony, for example. Antony has played 23 games, 8.66 XGI. So very, very similar. Obviously, yes, that's because Foden has a lot of cameos, but that's because he's a lot more rotation prone as well. So I think City mids, you know, I do like them. I think, ironically, Alvarez is going to be my favourite, but we'll get to him in a bit. But even then, he really doesn't stand out for me. Yes, De Bruyne is top by miles for Man City mids, nearly 20 XGI. We talked about how that's comparable with Salah, even though, you know, Salah has, you know, much, much better XG than someone like De Bruyne. But De Bruyne looked absolutely exhausted. You know, all the commentators were saying it, all the journalists were saying it during that Real Madrid game, even after the game. So if he plays two, I'd be absolutely shocked. Moving on to defenders, what I've done now is I've sorted by defensive fixtures for 37. You can see Man United have the best defensive fixture, followed by City, followed by Brighton, and then Chelsea. Obviously, we've mentioned for the doublers have the worst one possible. And then I've looked at the Rate My Team tool. Now, Shaw is top. I mean, he's almost neck and neck with Estupinan. 7.23 for Shaw, 7.22 for Estupinan. Then it's kind of like best of the rest. You've got players like Stones, 6.2, Diaz, 6. The two that are interesting here are going to be very popular players that a lot of people own, Trippier and Trent. So Trippier, if you look at the defensive fixture, they are at home against Leicester, but it's actually quite low on the ticker. But if you look at expected points, I mean, Trippier 5.26, it's comparable to, say, Lindelof, for example. Now, maybe Lindelof's minutes are a little bit low on the Rate My Team tool, but it's just showing that Trippier, you know, he's up there, he's competing. I mean, look at Dunk. Let's take Dunk, nailed player. He's got 6, for example. Trippier 5.2. So would I do a hit to remove Trippier? No, I wouldn't. I'd want to play Trippier. And the same applies to Trent, who's just below Trippier. So Trippier 5.2 for those listening and Trent 4.83. If we look at the ticker, though, Liverpool have a much better fixture, or a slightly better fixture anyway. They're also at home. They're at home to Aston Villa, and Liverpool and Trent's stats, since Trent's been playing in that new position, their defensive numbers have been, you know, dramatically improving, and Trent's attacking numbers have been dramatically improving as well. I mean, over the last few games, he's competing with players like, you know, Bruno Fernandes for creativity, for example. So I wouldn't do a hit to remove Trent or Trippier. But, you know, if you have to bench them, then, you know, it's fair enough. It's only a single game week. A lot of people have strong teams. But yeah, I wouldn't be doing a hit to remove them. Someone like Shaw, I'm considering doing a hit, but it's not to remove Trent or to remove Trippier, for example. Then trying to blast through these, but then if I look at the Rate My Team tool, again, for all players, so that was defenders on the last screen. This is for all players. You can see Haaland is top, but not by a lot. So 10.5 for Haaland. He's the best captain on paper, unsurprisingly. De Bruyne is only just behind him at 9. I do think his minutes are going to be lower than whatever's predicted here. So I would actually have, you know, for my own self, I'd have Fernandes clear of De Bruyne. De Bruyne is just behind him. Fernandes is just behind De Bruyne on this at 8.83. Then you've got like the usual suspects, Matoma, Rashford, McAllister. Again, McAllister, because he was benched tonight, I'm assuming he's much more nailed for that Southampton and City at home. Then you've got like goalkeepers, Mahrez, Steele, Gross, Shaw, Estupinan. What I've also included on the screenshot for those watching is the game week 38 fixture. If you're going to look at a player that's good for 37 and then good for 38. Now, you see that Salah's here. He's quite low down, but he's one of the highest single game week players, 6.7. He's projected to get. But then next week, he's projected to be the best captain, 38. So another reason I wouldn't do Salah to De Bruyne. And I know on Scoutcast, I said I'd free hit in De Bruyne over Salah. I've changed my mind on that now. I would definitely have Salah in my free hit. And I would not be selling him if I was, you know, if I was trying to use my transfers. Finally, I want to go through transfer thoughts for my team. Now, I think I'm a little bit behind other people's transfers. If you look at my team, got Stealing Goal, Trippier and Trent, who I've talked about. I'm keeping them. I've got Rico Lewis. He's a Man City defender, but I highly doubt he's going to play both. McAllister, Matoma, Salah, Saka and Rashford. Then Isak and Haaland, who's got the captaincy at the moment. My bench isn't great. I've got Raya, Solanke, Botman and Zinchenko. So what I'm looking at doing with one free transfer, I've got the money to reluctantly sell Salah to go to Bruno Fernandes. I wouldn't want to be selling Saka. I think there's some teams I see where I'd almost be considering bringing Saka in, but I want Bruno Fernandes so much, I'm going to do that move, Saka to Bruno Fernandes. My key dilemma is, do I do a hit to remove Zinchenko, who we've got mixed reports about if he's going to be fit or not, for Luke Shaw? I can play Shaw ahead of Lewis, so I have that Shaw, Trent and Trippier backline, which, you know, I'd be more than happy with. I know a lot of teams might have a Estupinan. So if, for example, I had a Estupinan and over Steele, for example, maybe then I wouldn't even consider doing that hit. I'd just play, you know, a Estupinan, Trent and Trippier. But because my backup defenders are pretty ropey, so Botman, Zinchenko and then Lewis, maybe Lewis gets a game. To be honest, I'm probably pretty confident he does. But I just see, you know, we saw that Shaw's projected to be the best defender this week. He's got massive EO. I know that's boring, but I think I will be doing that hit. And then just to touch on captaincy, which I didn't touch on much on the last slide, so I'm going to actually go back to that. I'm going to go for Haaland captain. You know, I do think he's going to play both. We've tried to predict, you know, he'll be benched several times, or will he have reduced minutes? And generally, the answer is no. Now, if I was chasing in the mini league, maybe if it's not a big gap, I would wait till next week, 38, and then I'd make my move and captain Salah, for example, if I'm chasing a small lead. If you're going, you know, balls to the wall, you need to gamble, I would go for Bruno Fernandes this week, you know, as my inverted commas differential captain, because I still think there's a few teams that are going to find it hard to get to him. I expect his EO to be comfortably under 100%. And I do think he's the second best captain because of what we talked about with De Bruyne. And that it's unlikely that he's going to start both games. But thanks a lot for joining me this week. Please don't forget to like and subscribe. Drop a comment. And I'll be back next week for game week 38. So the final game week. So obviously in that video, we're going to concentrate very heavily on 38. I imagine we'll be looking at punts. And we're going to be looking at players that we think may or may not start. But thanks a lot and see you next week.